Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, December 3rd, 2012. A Palestinian man killed by Israeli soldiers' gunfire in the West Bank and Israeli attacks against Gaza fishermen escalates. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian man was killed on Monday by Israeli troops' gunfire at a checkpoint near the northern West Bank city of Tul Karim. Eyewitnesses told local news that soldiers refused to allow ambulance crews from reaching the man when he was shot. Local sources identified the man as Hatim Shadid, 38, from the village of Allar near Tul Karim. According to witnesses, soldiers chased Shadid and rammed his car off-road, then opened fire at him, killing him. Israeli sources said that soldiers suspected the man of having a shuffle in his car. In other news, the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, PCHR, announced that Israeli attacks against fishermen in Gaza escalated despite the Israeli authorities' announcement of allowing the fishermen to fish up to 6 nautical miles off the Gaza shore in the context of the ceasefire mediated by Egypt last month. Since the ceasefire agreement came about, PCHR says Israeli occupation forces have arrested 29 fishermen, including 14 who were arrested over the weekend. Additionally, 9 fishing boats were confiscated and damaged, including 3 boats that were confiscated over the weekend. Elsewhere, the Israeli security services expressed rejection of the new Israeli government decision to build additional 3,000 units for Jewish settlers in occupied East Jerusalem and the West Bank, and said that the move is uncalculated. Israeli news sources reported that the new decision, that was also described as angry move by Israeli security officials, who also described the decision as hasty, as there is no need to punish the Palestinians for granting UN General Assembly overwhelming approval vote as a non-member state as long as the Palestinians refrain from suing Israel at the International Criminal Court. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, December 3rd news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura.